You're listening to SBS Spice. Find what's making South Asians tick or ick with Suhaila and Dilpreet on the SBS Spice podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Welcome back to SBS Spice.
And welcome to 2026. Where did 2025 go? What happened? I feel like Suhaila and I were just recording our this year, that's out, 2025, two very overtly optimistic girls, just like, let's go, let's see this year. And it flew us by, honestly.
I have no idea what 2025 was like.
But Suhaila is a driver now.
I can drive!
She did her resolutions. One of her resolutions was to learn how to drive. And now she has learned how to drive.
Guys, I'm on the roads. Watch out.
I know. I'm texting Suhaila. I'm just like, oh, I'll be there at 9. And she'd be like, I'll be there at 8:30 because I'm driving. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
I'm numbing around. Yeah. And
but my transport is more expensive than you because it's like a $1 million train, you know? So.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. It's like a huge limousine that you're driving around.
I'm the rich one. We don't have to. It's fine. It's
Listen,
totally fine.
At least when it rains, I can still move places, okay?
Moving on. Ouch. So Suhaila did her resolution of being a driver and she has killed it. What were your other two resolutions?
So my other two resolutions, the first one was to be offline more. That wasn't really a resolution. I was already doing that.
Yeah.
What I meant by that was having more meaningful time offline. And I think I did that. I was able to see a lot more of my friends this year. I made like a commitment that I would do that and just like, you know, go to the gym, need to go back to the gym, but, you know, get in check with my lifestyle a bit more. So I feel like I did that. It definitely could be more, but that's like an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was thrifting and being more conscious about my sustainable use of clothing, that kind of stuff. And I took it the other way and I just didn't buy more clothes than I usually
Even better.
Do. Yeah. So I just have not. I've been just rewearing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Restyling. And I haven't really felt the need to like really tap into, you know, new trends and sort of like new clothes that are emerging, new styles, that stuff. I think I'm okay with just what I have and rewearing it and seeing how I can bring new life to it. So
yeah. I mean, a lot of the new trends are tacky as well.
Yep.
And we at SBS Spice really love thrifting and sustainability. And I feel like if you have taste and aesthetic, any market is a good market for you.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean that you have money to spend so you will look great. I've seen a lot of people not look great in really expensive stuff. So actually, we should do more episodes on thrifting. This is something that I really love because I was in Melbourne for many years and like I learned how to thrift and now it's you can be a little bit obsessed with it because there's so much good stuff out there. There's so much jewelry that no brand will ever put out. There's so much like cool jackets that you will never find anywhere. So it's honestly a shopper's paradise. But I'm glad that you didn't shop at all. That's even better.
Yeah, even better. A lot of my friends got into thrifting this year and I did go to Melbourne. I think Melbourne is the epicenter of thrifting in Australia. It's just got so many amazing pieces that you can find in like markets or pop-ups, wherever, you know, they have these kinds of gatherings of like collectors and appreciators of cool style, cool fashion. But I also thought of it like, am I just adding more than I need? And I just like didn't feel like I needed to buy more. My only thing is I love my big graphic t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I think I went towards buying a couple more of those. But besides that, I didn't buy any, like, I didn't have any major spends that I feel like, you know, you feel icky after. One other thing, I didn't buy anything this Black Friday, like the Black Friday sales.
You're a better woman than I am.
And I did not, I have no plans to buy anything for Boxing Day sales. I think I've been like outdone by just shopping and just buying things. I'm more into like the giving.
You more into the giving? Yeah. Oh, are you? Wow, look at you trying to be modest. Well, I come from a generation where retail therapy was like the only therapy. Like we went to therapy a bit later. But I think there's a lot of younger millennials who can learn better than the older one, I feel. Like a lot of younger millennials are more like, you know, open to the idea of not buying more than they need. But it's a problem. Mm-hmm. It's a disease. Yeah. And I'm a victim. Okay? I'm just a victim. Feel sorry for me. Thank you. I did buy on Black Friday. I will probably buy on Boxing Day. Yeah. Statement
Nothing
pieces.
Nothing wrong with that.
Statement pieces is where I draw the line. You don't buy in bulk and you don't buy a lot because you're actually not going to wear it. But if you spend properly on like a really nice dress or a really nice piece of jewelry, I'm all for it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's still conscious shopping. Mm-hmm. I'm consciously shopping.
I think the most money I actually spent on clothes was on Desi clothing, South Asian clothing. And I actually really liked it because, you know, when you're growing up, you don't really get to decide what clothes you're wearing. And like, especially with Desi clothing, I
Trauma.
Feel like my mom's taste, my taste is very different.
Yeah.
So I think this was the first year where I actually went and I, you know, buy local guys as well. Like there's a lot of really cool spots, you know, just like aunties selling things out of their houses. Like that kind of stuff is like gold because you won't find that anywhere else in like markets that you go to and just like online sellers. So I loved some of the pieces I bought this year and they were all Desi clothing for like traditional kind of events or even just wearing like to work, that kind of stuff. But yeah, nothing crazy, not like really trashy, like cheap clothing made out of polyester.
Yeah,
Don't do it.
Will the resolution continue in 2026?
100%. I think it's minus the driving. I think these are all just practices I need to implement more in my life. Like,
no, please practice driving too.
Yeah, I will. I love driving.
I know, I'm jealous.
It's just so fun. It's just like I can't use like my phone for music or anything. So now I have to sit and actually listen to the radio. But, you know, in my head, I'm playing some of the, like I was playing, you know, the Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Excuse me? That's playing in my
head. How old do you think I am? That was the song. That was the song. It's a bit problematic, but it's a great song.
It's a great song. It gets you into the, you know, the mood. I'm driving safely though, guys, but definitely recommend if you're in your 20s past 21.
But also, I love being a passenger princess at the same time. Like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could take myself somewhere. And yes, I do feel a bit like, I don't know how to drive. But then, you know, when someone else is driving and they pack your bags and they put them in the boot and you just have a beer in your hands and you're like, I'm just going to go sit in the front seat. That's it for the next 7 hours. Done.
That is so true. I'm now Deso driver more.
I know. So like, why would you learn how to drive if you know how to enjoy the drinks? It just doesn't make sense to me.
It's okay. It's okay. But Dilpreet,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Now to you.
To me. What? What?
Dilpreet of January 2025 to Dilpreet of January 2026.
She was a mess. She's still a mess. Woo-hoo-hoo. I don't think it's ever going to go away. I feel like every year I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this so well. I'm going to do this so well. I'm not. Life is tough and complicated and I'm trying my best.
It's a journey. This year was a journey for you. It was a journey.
Well, listeners, if you're new, in the This Year That's Out 2025 edition, I told Suhaila that I will go to the bottle shop less. Went to a bottle shop a lot more. I told her that I will learn how to drive. Do not know how to drive.
Did you say that?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Both of our resolutions were the same. You're the only one who nailed it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
One of us.
Yeah, one of us. 50% success rate. And the third was to be less hard on myself.
Yeah.
I think you would be the better judge of that. Am I less hard on myself?
I think you are. I think you are less hard on yourself, but you know, it's a weird thing. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves because we want to be at our best.
Mm.
I think what I can say confidently is you are doing your best and you're not, you know, really stretching yourself.
Oh my God, this is my best? What?
But I feel like I'm not seeing you more like, you know, just like being so self-critical.
Yeah.
And just not really talking yourself down. I mean, thoughts are thoughts.
Yeah.
You'll have to share your thoughts on that. But I definitely think you are going with the flow a bit more.
Yeah. I think I do feel a lot more free as well from that pressure, which is good, which is really new. Like I have never felt that before. 1994, baby. So this was nice to, I think maybe I just crossed 30. Maybe I just, do you know what I mean? Like I came to 31 and I'm just like, wow, I've like lived my entire 20s. Like I've done that decade.
So I asked you this question last year because you turned 30 last year.
Yes.
And I wanted to know if there's like a dramatic shift in like how life is, how you feel. And obviously like events that happen in your life are very different. Some people when they go from like being 17 to 18, they're like, whoa. Like, I feel like an adult. I did not feel like that at all. I've not felt like that at any point.
Yeah.
But this year, do you feel like there was some sort of transition that you made?
Yeah. I don't think it's like an overnight thing, right? Like, you can only see this in hindsight. So when I look back at some of my reactions to things, or when I look back in hindsight, I'm like, wow, I really would not have approached this situation like I did. And I do see there's more grace and there's more forgiveness, but there's also like harder boundaries. I think earlier when I used to draw boundaries, I used to be very rigid and aggressive about them. And now the boundaries are the same, if not hardened, but I'm very graceful about them. Like, I know that they will not be crossed. Earlier, I was protective about them. Like, dare you cross them? Dare you? I mean, there's a little bit still there. But I don't have to, like, I don't find myself over-explaining people's place in my life. Like, I don't find myself justifying that at all. And I think this year I lost some like really big close friendships and really big relationships. And I look back and I'm almost stunned at how I could sort of survive it. Like I did survive it.
Yeah.
And I never thought that I would be able to survive the loss of people that I did lose. You know, sometimes you think, oh my God, if this person is not in my life, what am I going to do? And so these relationships and friendships were those for me. Like, I just couldn't believe, I couldn't imagine a place in my life where I'm without them. And I am, like right here today.
So it's less about loss and more about letting go.
I guess, yeah.
And it's not about holding onto things that are weighing you down. It's more about accepting that they've happened and just moving on.
Yeah.
And this is very Vipassana-esque.
Jesus, I know. Vipassana-esque is such a good word.
Yeah.
What? Why didn't we name that part that?
Yeah, Vipassana-esque. How to be Vipassana-esque. But, I mean, that did happen. You went to Vipassana at the start of this year and you entered this new... what I noticed is you entered a year of healing, but it wasn't like healing, like you're becoming a new person. It's just like, how do I become more of myself?
Like a portal.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's the biggest lesson for me from 2025 is you can't make people stay.
Yep.
You cannot make people stay. I think I'm so, for the lack of a better word, or for the lack of a crazier word, passionate about like people in my life. Like if I love, I love. It's almost, it's scary. So I understand people who want to run away. It's so fine. But it's the passion which was so like obsessive. And then I learned, oh, you can't make them stay. Mm-hmm. It is not possible to make them stay. I do have to tell this to our listeners. Suhila and I were in Adelaide having a good time. We went to see the Oz Asia Festival. You can see our coverage on that too. But I was like talking to Suhila and this is, you know, we're offline. Okay. So I'm sharing like this is heart to heart happening, guys. This is okay. Anyway. And I looked at Suhila and I was like, you know, I was just blind in love. And Suhila looks at me and really stares at me and goes, no, I think you were just trying in love. And then we both just paused and we're like, oh. So I guess that's like, you know, if I had to pick like a highlight quote from a close person in my life for this year, it would be you. That I wasn't blind in love, trying. You know, these little changes that you make were really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was your biggest lesson?
This year, I think it was also being kinder to myself.
Mm.
But it wasn't like you had made it some sort of a resolution or an aim for yourself that this is something I need to work towards. Whereas I felt that happened like naturally for me. You know, I worked, and I have to give myself credit, I worked really hard over high school and uni. And this was my first year out of that. Out of studying, out of having to work towards something that I felt like I could sit back and look at what I've done and be like, good on you, girl.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, not falling into traps where I'm self-sabotaging and I'm just not doubting the work that I've done, like not double taking me, like, could I have done this interview better? Could I have maybe been a better partner? Could I have been a better friend? That kind of stuff. I think I was just like, I need to breathe.
Yeah.
And so it was like a pause. This year was kind of a pause for me.
You've done so well.
Thank you.
You've done so, so well.
And this year's been like really, really cool for us. We've done so many amazing things, but it comes with sitting down and reflecting and being like, last year was very go, go, go.
Mm.
Spice launched in April. We were like, let's do our best and do as much as we can. I think this year we're like, okay, we've done the best we can. What does that look like for the future? And I think that moment of pausing was a huge part of why I think looking at 2026 and the year ahead, I'm like, I'm confident that it's going to be a great year.
Mm. It's also mirroring each other's energy, right?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
both of us were in sort of a transformative phase. Some transformations are visible, but a lot of it is, you know, happens outside of sight. Like you mm-hmm. don't get to see it unless you do. And you're like, wow,
exactly.
you're a different, I see change in you, you
yeah.
know? So I think it's also like when we joined, we were both like hustle babies. And I think with Sohaila and I are both actually at our core hustle babies.
Yes.
Yes. Like we really want to get things done. Like we make a great team when it comes to like achieving a particular goal.
We put
our
whole heart into it.
Like we go everything. After it, you
yeah.
know. And we're very shameless, which I love about us. But at the same time, we're not pushy. We're not looking for scandals. We're not looking for gotcha moments. Like we're always looking for really rich conversations that we can bring to our listeners. But I think this year we also like mirrored each other's energy. I think there was also trust. You know, like I went to India for a whole month and Sohaila took care of Spice. Like, you know, it was stunning to watch. Like I had no worries at all. So like these little pieces of trust in which we can, you know, see each other and be like, I think you've got this and I don't have to sort of worry about it, you know. So I think this was a nice sleep-based year.
I think we did so well as a team.
Yeah.
This year was a really good time.
Duh.
Yeah.
This is SBS Spice.
With time that we learned about each other a bit more.
Mm.
And I think I'm someone who, I'm not a people pleaser.
Mm.
That's one thing. I'm not a people pleaser, but I really care about the people who inspire me and, you know, work hard around me. And I want to do my best for them. So
yeah.
for you, that was like, for me, that was you.
there's too much butter here. I'm kidding.
But no, genuinely, like, I feel like we found our flow as a team.
Yeah.
Spice did really well, and I am so proud to go into the new year and see yeah. like, what brings to us, because we'll be able to handle anything.
I think so. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you want to do in 2026? Let me rephrase that. What is the one thing you want to achieve in 2026? It could be personal, it could be professional, it could be illegal. But what do you want to achieve?
Right after I get my license, you're like, it could be illegal. That license is gone. It's a big question.
Yeah.
I think because I've worked on myself so much, my goals are more like team focused.
Mm.
I feel like energized.
Mm.
I want Spice to really solidify itself as like a home
yeah.
for our community.
Yeah.
This is where people go. This is where stories that need to be told are told. So I can't pinpoint what that one thing is, but I want 2026 to be the year that we make a difference.
Mm.
And that is like a core part of being at SBS. That's
yeah.
what we are. We're about being different.
Yeah.
What that looks like, I have no idea, but I have a feeling. I feel like something big is going to happen. So that's why you guys, listeners, stay tuned. You are part of this journey with us. Let's see what happens. But I think we have built ourselves up so well that I think in the new year, we're going to become kind of what good human storytelling needs to be as a team. We are lacking that.
Yeah.
I will say that we are lacking that in the media at the moment. And why not start it here with us?
Yeah, we are lacking that in the media. I think so much focus is on the self. Like, it's almost jarring sometimes when Sohaila and I are on Instagram and we're just like, are people talking about people or like themselves? all the time. And there's like less focus on stories or community or nuance. It's a lot of like self-promotion. And look, I'm not saying I'm against that. I think there's a place for content creators and influencers, and it's widely known that they work on their own brand. I particularly mean for journalists. I particularly mean for, you know, people who are responsible for media stories. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to sort of get out of this correlation between influencer and journalist is taking me off.
It's really just becoming weird. It's not weird. Weird's not
it's so
right
commercial. It's so transactional. It's like you obviously have got some dollar for the story.
Yeah.
So how do I trust you?
It's the rule 101. Number one thing you learn in if you went to journalism school, uni, whatever. It's not about you. It's literally the main point of being journalist is it's not about you. And that's the one thing I think Spice has had to stick by. Obviously, we will share our thoughts.
Yeah, but we keep each other in check, like, yeah, all the time, you know? So, and that's what you need. Like, you need someone to sort of be like, oh, babe, I think this might look like this. I think this might have a conflict of interest there. I think if we're talking to this person, we have to talk to this person. Mm-hmm. Like, we're constantly talking about how to not make any of our stories or interviews look even a little bit bias-ish.
Yeah.
And then we go on the internet and we're like, wait, what?
And then we then sometimes get asked, well, like, how does it feel like being an influencer? And I'm like, I love influencers. I am not one of them. This is not about me. Our mission is not about me. And that's what I think 2026 is going to bring to us, is a lot of amazing stories from our community that deserve to be told. We are simply just the vessel for this.
Yeah.
We are just meant to be the messages.
But like when I become an influencer, I will charge like so much money.
Me too.
I will make the dollar when I'm an influencer. Like, why not? That's a job, right? But in this job, like in this particular job of being at Spice, it's, you know, we don't go there like at all, ever. But if, you know, all the brands, if you're listening, it's okay. You can just like, yeah, give me 5K to, you know, I will do it. But no, just jokes aside, I think one thing that I want to see in 2026 is more journalists becoming less influency. Mm-hmm. That would be nice, mm-hmm, for a change. Mm-hmm. Like, are all the reviews paid? Like, are all opinions produced? Are, mm-hmm, all feelings generated? It's, you know, bit Black Mirror-ish at times.
We need to stop manufacturing the image for our community.
Mm.
I think what has happened is the narrative around South Asians globally has also not been produced by us historically.
Mm.
Think about it. Who, like, really stereotypical stuff is stuff that is not created by us and it's not created for us.
Mm.
We are in a space where we can change that narrative, though. So let's not fall into the ideas of we need to be glossy and well put together and that we need to make everything seem super manufactured. We just have to be ourselves and people will still appreciate that and love us. In fact, we'll start loving ourselves more. And that's, I think, what if you take away anything, just love yourself more in 2026.
Mm.
It's just so much easier that way. It's less effort and it's just better for everyone. So I hope that we get to see more people being themselves and being human.
Mm, time to be unkempt and unkept. Well, 2026. Let's see what it has in store for us. My biggest achievement would be to stay alive.
So would
that be great?
Yeah.
That'd be great. It'd be great to come back in the studios in Jan 2027 and be like, yay!
We made it!
We made it!
We made it! We're back!
I know that everyone's trying, whether it's the anxiety, anti-anxiety pills you're taking or talking to a friend or trying therapy for the first time or hiding in your room, taking too many bathroom breaks because everything is a little overwhelming. Like, everyone has, you know, their little tricks and their little quirks to sort of live in this world, which is more and more exposed and exposes us on the daily, that sometimes it's like, I'm just playing catch up with my own image. I'm just playing catch up with my own perception. Like, people's thoughts about me are so advanced that I haven't yet been able to even make an impression. Everything is so fast, right? That it would be nice to see 2026 slow down a little bit more, because I've realized every time things slow down, I see people around me glowing a lot more. They sound happier. They sound like they're in a headspace to like do things, achieve things. Otherwise, it's just playing catch up all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think a big achievement would be to let things breathe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, new things can grow. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just going to be more noise all the time.
It's not about being better. It's just about being you.
And also, you cannot be better than us.
Yeah, for real.
So don't try.
There's no point. This is as best as it gets.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us for our very first episode of 2026. This is SBS Spice. As always, our DMs are open. You can find us on Instagram at SBS Spice. If you have any suggestions, feelings, things we should talk about more, write to us. Don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast app. If you haven't downloaded SBS Audio app, I don't know what you're doing. Just go download it so you can find other SBS shows as well. This is Dilpreet.
And this is Suhaila. And if you have any resolutions yourself for 2026, please share with us on Instagram at SBS Spice. We'll be back soon with some more hot takes. See you next time.
Bye.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.